Two bits of information, kind of housekeeping. There's going to be a bechina, an easy bechina, on Thursday. Amir Tashem, I will send it out. Try to get it back to me on Thursday. It's really going to be easy, just like review. It's kufya base, kufya gimel, kuf chav, and kuf chaval. That's basically what. Oh, tzadi zayin. Whatever, we'll do a little bit. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate it. I'm sure the rest of the family also appreciates it. Yes, we'll have a little bit of tzadi zayin and then kuf your days, kuf your gimel, etc. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want to do is just like thank all of you. For me, I find that this Isman was productive. I find that you guys made me prepare shiurim. This is not the first time I've said shiurim on Yerideya. And I have to admit that because, not everyone, but many of you were on top of your game, and that forced me to prepare new shiurim. Oftentimes, I didn't prepare every shiur new, but many times I prepared new shiurim, and that's just because of an achrayus that I felt to you, because you guys were serious and you learned. I just want to wish you a lot of hatzlacha. Those of you who are going to be continuing in smicha, obviously we should be in touch. Those of you who are not continuing in smicha, we should be in touch. Those of you who are going to be in Eretz Yisrael, we should be in touch. Those of you who will be in other shiurim, we should be in touch. If you're going to be in my shiur, we certainly will be in touch. So I just want to thank all of you for what I consider to be a productive zman. So now I think we have to get to work a little more in Kuf Chaf Aleph regarding the dinim of Hag'alas Kelim. Last time we spoke about the two opinions, whether Bidi Eved, if you do Tevila before the Hag'ala, do you assume that Bidi Eved, it helps or it doesn't help? And if you remember, there are two opinions in the Mechaber. The Shach writes that if you do Tevila before Hag'ala, you should be Tevil again without a bracha. That's what the Shach writes in Sif Katan Hey. The Piskei Tshuva in Sif Katan Hey writes that he quotes in the Tshuva of the Ba'e of the Yirias HaOhel that you should do it again with a bracha. If you do Tevila before Hag'ala, do a second Tevila with a bracha. And we spoke last time about the Cheshbon, whether this is considered Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yado. Right? That's the way we explained the Shita. And part of that conversation we quote from Rabbi Ganek is whether the Tevila has to be a Matir. What's interesting to note is that it says in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin that the case in Se'if Aleph, everybody is going to hold that Tevila before Hag'ola helps. The case in Se'if Aleph is a keli that you were mishtamish bo betzonein. You used it for treif, cold things. So there, all you have to do is like rub it off, like wash it clearly, rub it off, etc. So that din is kedelo chaser l'mareka iser shal gabehen. That din is to remove the iser. And in that situation, everybody holds that the sequence of hag'ola or hechsher and achar kach tevila doesn't apply in that case. That's what the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin notes. That's already questionable because according to the Hesber, that the reason why you need tevila after the hag'ola is because the tevila has to be a matir. So one could argue that even in a case where you have to rub off the keli from the dirt on it, even if there's no bleyas, but the tevila is not a matir because you still have to clean it off after. So how come? Again, in the Chalkas Binyamin Sif Katan Tes Zayin, he writes, "Mistimas divrei haposkim." No one says that the din of Seif Aleph, that no one says in that case where you have to rubble off, clean off the keli. No one says that in that situation the Seder Hadvarim is ma'akev and you need hechsher before tevila. You get an impression then Sif Aleph tevila before hechsher works. I'm just objecting that certainly if you hold that against the Dago Meravava, If you remember the Dagom Erevavos, Mekel, then I have a Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, so I can do Tevila and then Hag'olah. Right? But many of the poskim in the Chalkas Binyamin Os Yud Ches. He quotes that many poskim disagree with the Dagom Erevavah. So if you disagree with the Dagom Erevavah, the Pashtus is that even in the case that all you need is a rubbing it off, still we should have to do the rubbing off before the tevila, and that would be against the comment of the Chalkas Binyamin. Next, it says in the Ramah in Se'if Beis that you should not be magil any kli kol man that it's ben yomo. We're not magil a kli unless it's eino ben yomo. The issue is that whenever I do hag'olas kelim, so the iser comes out of the keli, I have to be chayshish, the iser is going to come back into the keli. So once the keli is eino ben yomo, so any iser that comes out of the keli is going to not create any further problems because it's now nice and time of gam. And even if it goes and shoots back into the keli, it still is going to be okay. So therefore, the Ramah writes that you should not be mag or any kli unless it's eino ben yomo. Once it's eino ben yomo, it's going to be fine. That's the halacha. Now, the Taz over here in Ois Beis raises an objection that there's another way of solving the problem of the Isser coming out and coming back in. The other way of solving the problem is that you're mag el b'shishim. Right? So how come it only says in the Ramah that you should be mag el eino ben yomo? The Torah over here writes eino ben yomo or shishim. And that is standard Judaism, eino ben yomo or shishim. How come we ignore the shishim? That's the Taz's kasha. And the Taz actually lives shver. He writes, Tamati shlo hitzik rama gam zed k'sheish b'mayim shishim neged hakli shemago yachol ahago fil ben yomo k'moshin nispa'er. Right? The Taz says, I don't know why we don't say the heter of shishim. The Shach writes in the Kudas HaKesef, the reason why you don't say it is because it's pashut, since it's already mentioned in Aruch Chaim Simin Tafnun Beis. Right, that's a chiddush of the Shach, that I don't have to say dinim, which already appear in Hilchos Pesach. To some extent, it's not such a chiddush, because the Mechaber in Se'if Gimel writes that the dinim of Hag'ola and Libun are found in Hilchos Pesach. The Shach, by the way, writes also over here, Ayin Masha Echtov Shum B'siyata D'Shmaya. No? The Shach planned on writing a Perish on Aruch Chaim. There's a few places where the Shach indicates that he wrote at least some of a Perish on Aruch Chaim. Lo Nimtza B'Yodeno. Unfortunately, the Shach on Aruch Chaim, if any of you discover the Shach on Aruch Chaim, please give it to me. Like, this is like Mamish, it wouldn't make my day, it wouldn't make my week, it would make my decade. This would be big, right? But the Shach writes, I'm going to write a perish on Aruch Chaim. I'm going to write a perish on Aruch Chaim. I don't think we have it. But the Shach is basically saying that all the dinim in Aruch Chaim apply over here, apply in Yeridei also. Now, this is not 1,000,000% clear. Although the Mechaber in Se'if Gimel writes that, the dinim of Hechsher Kalim by Pesach apply to the dinim of Hechsher Kalim B'chol Hashanah, nonetheless, there are a few exceptions according to many poskim. You know, we don't kasher kli cheres. The Gemara says kli cheres in the yotzi midayi dofi ala olam. In Hilchos Pesach, we're machmir that Ashkenazim are machmir that kli zechuches have a din of kli cheres, and we don't kasher kli zechuches either. That's the Prima Gadim Tainas, that din is true only for Pesach, but for Kol Hashana, we will kasher glass. That's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is saying that there are certain chumras for Inyan Pesach. There's a couple of these. I have in my notes somewhere a couple of cases that we are machmir in Hilchos Pesach, and we're not machmir in we're not machmir on what's it called, and we're not machmir Kol Hashana. There's a few examples. Kli Zechuchis is a good example according to the Prima Gadim. How does Rav Shechter and the OU feel that we Ashkenazim should not kasher Kli Zechuchis even Kol Hashana? It's not a chumrah only for Pesach. Plastic. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that you don't kasher plastic for Pesach, but for Kol Hashana you do. Today, the practice is that we even kasher plastic for Pesach. But you see from that conversation also that we are saying that Hechsher Kelim by Pesach might be different than Hechsher Kelim by Kol Hashana, even though the Pashtus in the Mechaber is not like that. In Sif Chokhbov, in Arachayim, Tafnunav, Sifkat Lov, that's where the discussion of Klei Zechuchas is. Klei Zechuchas, the Mechaber, it's Ein Srif and Shum Hechsher, because they're not Balea at all. The Ramah writes, Yesh Machmir, in that Klei Zechuchas, even Hag'ola doesn't happen, even Hag'ola lo mahani, Hag'ola doesn't help. V'chein ha-minik ba'ashkenaz, u'b'medinos elu. And even if you have Kli Kesef that has Zechuchas inside it, it's called Geshimelt, still we don't do Hag'olah. Geshimelt, we also don't do Hag'olah. That's what the Rambam writes. This issue is a huge discussion in the Achrayim. The Gemara in Psachim speaks about that there are certain things that are not balea at all. A lathe, a heart, is shi'i. It's very smooth, and it's not going to be balea other things. Once you get the dam out, you don't have to worry that there was a bli in the heart. Avos de Reb Nosson in Perek Mem Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Avos de Reb Nosson has a nosach that klei zechuchis is eno balea ve'eno polate. Now that lashon is already a head scratcher, because if klei zechuchis is not balea, it doesn't have to be polate, right? Why do you have a lashon that eino balea ve'eino polate? It could be that klei zechuchis are different than the lave. When I say that lave is shia, it's very smooth, and therefore there's no balea. That's lave is miteva ha'olam. If it's miteva ha'olam, so then I understand it's not b'leia, but who says Zechuchas is not b'leia? If you look in the Sefer Hag'olas Kelim on page 308 and following, he has a whole discussion about the status of Klei Zechuchas. The Orzarua, Simen Reishon Nun Vav, holds that Klei Zechuchas have the dinim of Mateches. Since they have the dinim of Mateches, L'inyan Tevilas Kelim, the Orzarua says, it has a din mateches l'inyan hag'olas kelim also. That goes maimini at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, says that klei zechuchis are like klei cheres. And it's not abundantly clear how we paskin regarding klei zechuchis for Kol Hashana. It's not abundantly clear. L'maisa, if you have other svaras lahakel, so then you can be make on klei zechuchis Kol Hashana. The only thing is that A, you need other svaras lahakel, and B, it's better in these situations to do hag'olas gimel pa'amim. The Baha Iter holds that even by klei cheres, hag'olas gimel pa'amim helps. So certainly if you have other svaras Hagola Imu Pa'amim is going to help. If you look in the Shar HaTziyun, Ois Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Shar HaTziyun quotes that there's a question whether Bidi Ever Hagola is going to help on Klei Zuchus. The Ta sounds like it helps Bidi Ever. The Magen Avraham sounds like even Bidi Ever, unless there's some real concern, you should be Machmir. Of course, if it's the type of Klei Zuchus that there's a Chash, Dilmapaki, that's a Chash that it might get ruined, al yidei the hag'olah. So then of course you can't do the hag'olah. So effectively what we have is azoy. There are three major shitas by Klei Zuchus. You have one shita Klei Zuchus in the Orizarua, that Klei Zuchus is like mateches. Hag'olah helps. Another shita that's like cheres and hag'olah does not help. Another shita is that fundamentally hag'olah can help. The only thing is that it might get ruined. It might get ruined. So that's the those are the shitos in the Achreinim. I'm just looking at the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, what he quotes in the later poskim. He quotes that Pyrex is not going to be a chash dilmapaki. Right? If you hold that fundamentally Klei Zuchus is like Pyrex, so you can't kasher a Zuchus. If you hold it fundamentally like Mateches, you could kasher it. If you hold it Shi'i, like this many Sfaradim hold, so then it doesn't need any Hechsher for Shitas. If you hold Dilmapaki, right, that might get ruined. So then Yeshla Ayin, maybe this is true only by regular Zuchuchis, and it's not true by Pyrex. And maybe by Pyrex, Utaka can kasher. The Ramah is saying that there's a minig not to kasher it, but maybe that minig doesn't apply to Pyrex, which is like a new type of glass that did not exist with Manehem. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, however, says that maybe you should be Magil Gimel Pa'amim. The Maram of Brisk says that we treat Pyrex like Klei Zuchus in Gansen, and the practice of Ashkenazim is that you don't kasher even Pyrex at all. Reb Moshe says you don't kasher Pyrex for Pesach. You do kasher it for other things. Again, la halacha, it's not abundantly clear, but this all depends on the four shitas, and the four shitos are relevant for how seriously I take this din in the Ramah in Seif Gimel, which is that all the halachos of Hechsher Kalim that are found in Eirach Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, the Makaber says they all carry over. The Shach says, Hu Hadin, the dinim of kashering ayde shishim, should carry over, and of course shishim will help. But the Taz says, I don't know why it's left off. The Chalkas Binyamin says that maybe there's a concern that you won't have shishim. We don't want to be Mishair b'shishim, because that's going to be Nisinas Torah Bidei Ko Echad Ve'Echad. Everyone is going to make a cheshbin. Oh, I have Shishim, etc. So therefore, we don't want Yitzchash Ha'idei Shishim. One could argue, though, that this cheshbin is true only by Sha'ari Surim, not by Pesach. In Pesach, maybe we have more of a Kula than we have by Sha'ari Surim, because Pesach is Hetera Bola. Chometz is Hetera Bola. So let's go slowly. On the one hand, it could be that I'm more machmir on Pesach than I am by Sha'ari Surim. And that's the Svara of the Prima Godim that we don't kasher glass only for Pesach, what we said for Rav Moshe about plastic only for Pesach, right? That the Chumra of the Ramah, the Minig, is only for Pesach. That's because Pesach's Damasai, we have additional Chumras than we have all year long. On the other hand, we could argue that Pesach is more Mekel than Kol HaShana Kula. And the Kula for Pesach is based on the Cheshbon that it might be Hetera Bola rather than Isura Bola. And this is something that we'll talk about in 5 minutes. So far, so good, gentlemen? Right? So what we're trying to figure out is how seriously I take Sif Gimel, and it could go in both directions, that we're more machmir on Pesach, or it could go in the other direction, that I'm more mekel on Pesach. That's the basic idea. Now, just to do one more point on Se'if Beis, before we go on to whether Chometz is Hetera Bola or Isura Bola. So it says, in the Ramon Sif Beis, Ein lehishtamesh b'mei hag'ala. The water that you use for hechsher kelim, you should not use. If I kasher kelim in a pot with water, don't use that water. Don't drink that water. Why should I not drink that water? So in the Chelkas Binyamin, Sif Katan Chof Dalet, he has two reasons why not to drink the water. The din is that I kasher kelim based on the cheshbon of nosin tam lefgam. I shouldn't make nosin tam lefgam lechatzchila. Now, ordinarily, you're going to say, I'm not doing it lechatzchila. I'm doing it because I want to get rid of the iser. But mayim is very cheap. And we saw in Kuf Gim already that because mayim is very cheap, so therefore, it's always considered like a lechatzchila. When my keli is treif, I got to kasher it. That's like a bidyevet situation. But you want to drink the water. The water is cheap. Once the water is cheap, so therefore it's considered nosin tam lefgam, and we don't want to do nosin tam lefgam lechatzchila. That's one cheshbin that he has. Another cheshbin that he has is more along the lines of when I kasher al yedei shishim. Remember, if I kasher al yedei einol ben yomos, then I have to deal with nosin tam lefgam lechatzchila. If I kasher al yedei shishim, so I have to deal with bitul iser lechatzchila. Now, usually you can say, oh, you're kashering a keli, you're not being mevatel iser lechatzchila because it's not kavanos levatel, like we spoke about in Sadi Tess. Right? Remember the Tazas Rayas from the honey with the bees in it? Well, usually it's not kavanos levatel. But if I'm going to drink the water, so then we could argue it is kavanos levatel because I want the water. So in that situation, for that reason, we don't use the water of the Mehag Allah. So that's another idea that appears here in Se'if, Beis in terms of the Ramah's Psach, that you should not be Mishtamesh with the Mehag Allah. There's a discussions in the Chalkas Bin Yomin, can you use the Mehag Allah for Hag'olas Kalim itself, again. There's a discussion, can I use the Mei Hag'ola for Hadachas Kalim? Can I use it to rinse off the Kalim? Chalkas Bin Yomin is machmer in these things. Maybe there's room to be Mekal on using the Mei Hag'ola for Kavisas Begodim. If you look in the Chalkas Bin Yomin, he gives you a little bit of a cheshbin why he thinks there's a difference between Kavisas Begodim and using the Mei Hag'ola for Hechsher Kalim, etc. Mr. Shlush, that looks like a hand.
So someone's koshering their spoon, for example, only for one spoon at a time?
I mean, well, you can do... Tomorrow? The assumption is when I kosher spoons, I should do one at a time, just because I'm trying to kosher, I need malav abuos, and there's a concern that if I put all of them in at the same time, though, it won't be boiling. Right, so you try to put in one at a time to make sure each one is boiling. Yeah. Now, But in that situation, the idea is I'm not, but your kasha is, aren't I reusing the water, right? Aren't I reusing the water? So the answer is that's all considered the same thing, right? I'm using it one time. That's all considered the same thing. It's a ha'ara. It's a ha'ara, but I don't think, I don't think that's correct.
It's not like my next day
uses
water.
The Chokas Binyomin says, the Ramah says, don't drink the water. And the Chokas Binyomin writes that Hadachas Kalim, you should also not do. I'm sorry, Hadachas Kalim. Don't use it to wash your Kalim. Because there's a concern that there's going to be some dirt on the Kalim, etc.
Well, it wouldn't be good for
Hagolas Kalim. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it properly. Hagolas Kalim Acherim, it's going to be mutter. This is all he quotes from the Ramon, Simon Tov Nun Beis, who says it like that. For Hagolas Kalim, it's mutter. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. Let's go weiter. So that was Sif Beis. We did Sif Gimel already. Sif Dalet is interesting. The status of a machfas. A machfas is a frying pan. Now, frying pans are interesting. If you look in the Torah, he quotes a machlokes between the Ravya and Rabbi Yoel, that what's the status of a frying pan? The Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah writes that kibolo kachpolto, meaning something that absorbs an iser, al yedei ha'esh, you have to kasher it al yedei ha'esh. Right? Kol dava sheyavo ba'esh, tavir ba'esh v'tahir. Something that absorbs its tarfus al yedei mayim. So then you kasher with hag'olah. Frying pans are interesting because you start off with liquid, but what happens is bervos hazman, the liquid goes down and you don't really have liquid anymore. So what's the status of a frying pan? Again, if I'm cooking, let's say, ham in the frying pan, so I have some oil there. So one could argue that it is considered like the ham is going into the frying pan al yedei mashkim, and therefore hag'ola would suffice. If the ham goes in directly, so you need libun, and I got a problem that you can't do libun in many frying pans, especially if the frying pan is made out of Teflon. Teflon is mamish. There's zero liquid that you use. By a regular frying pan, this machlokas between the Ravi and Rabbi Yoel, because I start off with liquid and the liquid goes down. By Teflon, you never have liquid, bichlal, no? So if I put ham in a frying pan that's Teflon, you for sure need libun, and the Teflon can't withstand the libun, so take your frying pan, throw it in the garbage, it's gone. But what about a frying pan that uses oil? Machlokas, Ravya, and his father, Rabbi Yoel. The Shulchan Aruch here writes that frying pans, le'inyin chametz bePesach hagola suffices, but le'inyin sha'ari surim you need libun. Why is that? Why is it that the hechsher of a frying pan for Pesach is different than the hechsher of the frying pan for everything else? So if you read the Taz in Ois Gimel says that for Pesach, Hag'ola suffices because it's Heterebola. Remember, the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah says, how come I got a stira, the shpud, the spit? Does a shpud require libun? And libun has to be that nitzotzos and nitzin himenu, has to be that the sparks mamish come out. On the other hand, the Mishnah in Zvachim says that the shpud that you roast a carbon on, hag'ola suffices. What's the pshat? Right? The spit that you use for a carbon has tarfus in it now. It has nicer in it. So how come hag'ola suffices? So the Gemara says there's a difference between heterabola and isurabola. That by nosar, the moment it absorbed, it is kosher. It only becomes treif when it's inside the pot. It becomes nicer later on. So therefore, it's heterabola. Therefore, hag'ola always suffices. If you have something that's kosher, that's absorbed even directly into a spit, Hagola suffices. The shaila is, what's the status of chametz for Pesach? Is chametz heterabola or is chametz isurabola? So the Shach over here in his first explanation, Se'if Katin Ches, and the Taz in Se'if Katin Gimel, they say that chametz is hetera bola. Right? We pointed out, there's a machlokes in Rashi and the Ritvan, Avodah Zah, in our shir that we gave on Daddy Day, we pointed out that there's machlokes Rashi and the Ritvan, Avodah Zah, Ayin Vav, whether it's called hetera bola or Yisura bola. On the one hand, chametz is mutter right now, I had chametz for breakfast. On the other hand, the chametz shmo alav. There's an iser of chametz all year in the mikdash. So is chametz considered hetera bola or yisura bola? So the shach and the taz says hetera bola. The shach in the first explanation says hetera bola. Since chametz is hetera bola, in the worst case scenario, all you need is hag'ala. And therefore my frying pan from chametz, I do hag'ala on, and it's grand. That's what the Shach says. But then the Shach quotes a tshuva of the Ramami Panu. Rabbi Nachum Azariah of Panu. Panu, I think, is in Italy, no? It's a town, F-A-N-O, Fano, in Italy. So Ramami Panu writes that the reason why I'm making on chametz in the frying pan is because the chametz doesn't go into the frying pan directly. The chametz, al pi raiv, is absorbed in the frying pan through some kosher liquid medium. However, b'sha'ari surim, it goes in directly. If I put chazer in the frying pan, bacon, right, the liquid is going to serve as the oil, so it goes in directly. That's one nekuda of Ramami Panu. The Shach understands that Ramami Panu is saying something beyond that. Ramav Panu is saying that whenever something goes in a pan directly, we are going to require libun, not hag'olah. The Ramami Panu is saying that the chametz is absorbed into the pan via some medium of a liquid. But whenever there is no medium of a liquid that absorbs, so you need libum. Therefore, the Shach writes that according to the Ramami Panu, right, two things. First of all, Ramami Panu is assuming that chametz is considered isura bala, not considered hetera bala. Second of all, Ramami Panu says, if I have something that's heter, and it goes directly into the pan. I have, let's say, butter, right? You ever made pancakes? So the way you make pancakes is, right, sometimes you grease the pan with butter, no? Makes the pancakes very good. So if the butter goes in the pan directly, it's not mamish a liquid. It's just a thin layer of butter. So the Ramami Panu would say, as understood by the Shach, that you need libun. The only time hag'olah works is when the iser or the thing, I shouldn't say iser, when the thing goes in directly. But if the thing goes in, or excuse me, the only time hag'olah suffices is when the thing goes in through a liquid medium. But if it goes in directly, so you need libun, even if it's hetera bala. That's the way the Shach understands Ramami Panu. Rabbi Akiva Eger over here jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's not true. If you read the Ramami Panu is not arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara says, I have a spit. And Bsar Kodshim goes into the spit. It's a terabola. So all I need is hagala. Right? It's not a din in having a real liquid between them or not. So if I have a frying pan and I have butter on it, hag'olah suffices. What the Ramami Panu really meant is if I have a pan that had basar and chalav in it, so in that situation, right, you would need mamish libun. But if you have just chalav or just basar, it's hetera bala, and you need only hagala. So just to review, everyone recognizes that there is a machlokus between the Shach and the Rambam Mipanu. The Shach in the first answer, and the Taz in his Perush, versus the Rambam Mipanu, which is a second approach in the Shach, whether chametz is called hetera bala, or is chametz called isura bala. That's clear. There is a discussion what Rambam Mipanu would say when a heter is absorbed directly into a pan. Let's say butter, kosher heter, butter into a pan. The Shach's understanding of Rambam Mipanu is that you need libun in that case, but that is in Gansin abgeschlacht, right? No one, you look in the Chalkas Binyamin, Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, he gives you a whole list. Everybody disagrees with that second Nakuda in the Rambam Mipanu. Reb Kiva Eger disagrees. Everybody disagrees. But the first Nakuda, Rambam Mipanu says, that chametz is called Isura Bala. That is Muskam. Deep breath. You had a comment?
Yeah, how much oil will require?
How much oil is sufficient to be oil? Great kasha. So the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah in Tafnunav Sif Dalev, he quotes that the Kaf HaChayim, the Kaf HaChayim says, if it's Tofeach Amenas Lahatpiach, that is considered a liquid. And then, according to the Rambam Mipanu, it is Bliya Ayyadei liquid, and it is a Hag'ola. And even if you disagree with the Rambam Mipanu, according to everybody, when it comes ayyadei liquid, hagola helps.
That's very little.
So it's Seifei HaMas HaTfiach is a very small amount. That's what the Kaf HaChayim says. The Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch has a different shiur. The Alter Rebbe says in order to be considered hagola, it has to be that it makes that food wet. It makes the food like moist, that you could touch the food and it's moist. It's not just that the liquid is teifeyah almanas lahatfiyah. It has to be that when you touch the food is moist again. And the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah, he points this out. Okay, whatever it is. Now, the Pri Chadash has a kasha on the Shach's first explanation. The first explanation of the Shach, remember, is that chametz is hetera bala. The Pri Chodesh asks, well, if that's the case, how come in Tafnun Aleph, Se'if Dalet, we paskin that if I have a spit, a shpudin, an askalai is like a grill, a shpudin askal of chametz, so the Mechaber says you need libun. Chametz is hetera bala, according to the Shach. So why do you need libun? That's the Pri Chodesh's kasha. Based on this, the Pri Chodesh over here in Oschas says, you know what? La halacha, Rambam Mipanu is correct. The Shach is wrong. Chametz is Yisura Bala. End of conversation. Well, the Gaon, being Elijah Kramer of Vilna, in Oschas, the Gaon says that, no, you're misunderstanding. You see, by a spit, that's when the Mechaber is Machmir by Pesach. Because by a spit, the Isser is going in, or the Chametz is going in Mamish directly. No? There's no liquid medium at all. By a frying pan, I have two Svaras Lahakel. One Svara Lahakel is the Machlokes Ravi and Rabbeinu Yoel, whether since it begins with liquid and then the liquid gets absorbed, is that considered Hagala Abol, or does it require Libun? That's one machlokas. The other machlokas is whether it's hetera bala or isura bala. So the Gra says, b'derech klal, I assume that chametz is isura bala, but when I have another snifla hakel, dahainu, by a frying pan, where it's reasonable that since it began as a liquid and then it becomes ice liquid, it's reasonable that that is subject to the rules of Hag'ala, not Libun. So be Siruf, those two Svaris, that's why I'm Makel. But Bederech Klal, the Gra says, Chametz is Isura Bala. Okay, so let's go slowly. The Gra, the Mishneh Berurah. Many of the contemporary poskim say the chametz is Isura Bala. Therefore, by the way, you can't, after Dalad Shais and Erev Pesach, you would not be able to be Machsher Kelim Ayadei Hag'ola. Because there's already a Chaloshim chametz, but it's Aser Ba'achila. So therefore, you can't do Hag'ola after Dalad Shais, because it's going to be a Napar and after Isura. In Tufnun Beis, we are Mekel after Dalad Shais. That Hag'ola still helps. That sounds like chametz is hetera bala. In Tufnun Aleph, by the Shpud, right, it sounds like chametz is isura bala. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, fundamentally, chametz is isura bala. The Mishnah Berurah therefore writes in Tufnun Beis, don't be machsher kelim erev Pesach after Dalad Sha'ais. Don't do Hag'ola. We treat chametz mamish like isura bala. And that's presumably what the Gra would say also. That's presumably what the Rain would say. Rav Soloveitchik, however, Rav Schechter says this shiur mamish every year, the Rav treated chametz like it's hetera bala on the fundamental level. And the Rav says that, you know what? Chametz is hetera bala. Therefore, when I want to kasher my oven from chametz to kashrus for Pesach, what I have to do is just turn the oven up to its highest temperature and it suffices. Now, to get to this point, I need another bit of hesber, which is that there's a machlokes harishonim, what temperature is necessary for libun. The pashtus in Talmud Bavli is that libun has to be shenitzotzes nitzen himenu, has to be hot enough that sparks come out. Now, sparks are never going to come out of our metal. Our metal is already tempered. It's not going to come out. But were it to be not tempered metal, it'd have to be like 800 degrees or something. That's nitzotzes nitzen himenu. There are many Rishonim, however, who give a lower temperature for libun. The lower temperature for libun is called libun kal. That's what we call it in halachic parlance. And that is the temperature of kash nisraf on the other side. If I heat up the oven from the inside, if it gets hot enough on the other side of the oven, kash nisraf, that's considered libun. That's called libun kal. So there's a machlokas rishonim what libun is. We paskin that whenever hag'ola would suffice, so libun kal also suffices. Right, that's what we paskin. B'di'eved, libun kal also suffices. So I have two cheshbonis over here. The Rav felt I could be machshir my oven for Pesach al yidei, turning the oven up as high as it goes. Because that's like 550. 550 is hot enough. That's going to be kash nisraf on the other side. What's the book called? Fahrenheit 451? Right? That's the temperature that paper burns. No? Kash is a little bit lower than that. If my oven is 550 on the inside, the assumption is on the outside it's going to be, right, hot enough, that's kash nisraf. And that's the assumption. The reason why they tell you to leave the oven on for a long time is that it gets hot enough even on the outside. But the Rav felt I could kasher an oven for Pesach with 550 because Pesach is hetera bala. Since it's hetera bala, even if the chametz is going directly into the oven, mamish, it hits it directly, even if it's a pizza oven, let's say. The chametz is on the bottom of the oven. The Rav felt what you need is hag'ola, because it's hetera bala. And libun kal is the same as hag'ola. So the Rav felt, if I buy a new apartment, and right, let's say I buy a new apartment and they used mamish shreif pizza on the pizza oven on the bottom. Right? Most ovens only absorb tarfus aydezeah. But let's say it's a pizza oven. So it absorbs the tar, right? And they make pizza with anchovies. No? Anchovies are treif. And it's a davar shamein because there's cheese. It's going to go through and through. So if I have a treif pizza oven, the Rav felt you need libun gomor. The only reason why the Rav is make on the pizza oven for Pesach is because chametz is heterabola. That means the Rav is saying that what it says in Eirach Chaim Tov Nun Beis, that I could be machsher the kalim for Pesach after this man Isur Chametz, I could be machsher because it's considered a nat bar nat dehetera. That's really the halacha. What it says in Tov Nun Aleph, that the shbud of Pesach requires libun, that is stam azay chumra. The Rav said the opposite of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds that chametz, we treat may ikar adin, like the Vilna Gaon says over here, like the Pri Chodesh says over here, the Pri Chodesh pulls like the Ramah Mipanu, that chametz is Isura Bola, and he has that razzle-dazzle additional chiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Gra, they say chametz is Isura Bola. We're Mekal on the machvas in Yoridea Kufkuf Aleph Seif Dalet, because I have the additional Sad Lahakel of a machvas by, I make on the machvas by Pesach, because maybe it's a terabola. But fundamentally, I don't hold it's a terabola. I just use a terabola as an additional Snif Lahakel, right? A Snif Lahakel together with the Ravya. That's what the Gra says. Fundamentally, chametz is Isura Bala. Right? That's what the Gra says. The Mishnah Berurah says that. The Pri Chodesh says that. Again, with slight variations. The Rav, Mayreinu HaRav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, right, just had his 120th birthday. I have no idea why we celebrate birthdays of dead people, unless you're Chabad, in which case people don't die. But the last issue of tradition is dedicated in honor of the 120th birthday of Rav Soloveitchik. This creates lots of head scratching for me. But no one asked me why they, to whom they should dedicate the. They had it for the 30th yard site and for the 120th birthday. So the 30th yard site, I get, right? For the 120th birthday, for Shteyach Nishtin Gansen, right? Okay, but whatever it is, this is a machlokas. Rashi and the Ritva is Chomet Heterabala Yisurabala. We spoke about the Shita of the Rambam that if the Chumra of Chomet is because of Dabashi Shlomatirin, that means Chomet is fundamentally Heterabala. And it's two opinions in the Shach where the Chomet is Heterabala Yisurabala. The Pashtus is that the Shach and the Taz say Chomet is Heterabala. And that would be what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Gra turns over Judaism. The Gra says, really, chametz is Yisura Bala, but we have this other Snif L'Hakel. I don't see that when I read the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and the Taz sound like what Rav Soloveitchik said. That chametz is fundamentally Heter Bala. Good? Good so far? Right? In other words, what the Rav is saying, I think is mainstream Yiddishkeit. Shach and Taz, mainstream Yiddishkeit. Mr. Orenstein, Shlita.
Mentioned that anchovies are
treif,
but I don't think they're
true. Oh, no. So what's the type of pizza? Oh, pepperoni pizza. Thank you. So pizza with my anchovies would just be a shayla that we had in Pei Zayin, the mistaken girsa in the Beis Yosef about cheese with fish. Okay, fine. But pepperoni is treif. All right, fine. So pepperoni pizza. Thank you very much. Shayach. Second correction for today. Okay. So these are some of the points I wanted to make regarding chametz bePesach and how you read Se'if Dalet. There's much more to say. But I think we're going to leave it over here. Like if I begin Sifhei, it's just going to open up a Pandora's box. And I see Jesse's already checking his watch. He's like, Rebbe, you got another minute and a half until 1 p.m. After 1 p.m., it's Baal Tosef. So let me tell you about Baal Tosef and learning. Ain't no such thing, right? We believe, I call Marav Reza Meshubah. There's no Baal Tosef and learning. Not only is there no Baal Tosef and learning, but even though today's the last year of this man, keep on learning. There's no Baal Tosef, right? Like in camp, they used to make an announcement. Learning never ends. Learning groups are now over. No? That's the Yisod. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. Bechina on Thursdays, I get benched.